Welcome to the Haverford College Athletics Podcast. My name is Warren Croxton, Assistant Sports Information Director. Please subscribe, download, listen, and rate the podcast on iTunes or Podomatic. This was created for fans of Haverford College Athletics to get to know some of the great student athletes, coaches, and administrators in the athletic department. This episode of the podcast features women's basketball player Sierra Burkle. The sophomore is averaging 9.7 points and 7.5 rebounds per game. Last season, she set the program record for a single season with a 55.5 field goal percentage. In this interview, Burkle discusses her time at Haverford, her love for Drake, and much more. Here's how the interview went. So Sierra, thank you for coming onto the podcast. My first question would be is, how did you get into basketball when you were younger?
I first got into basketball, I think I was around like maybe 5 years old. I have a twin brother, so my mom kept us both really involved. And she was looking at this one program for basketball for him, and I was really more into, like, I wanted to do tennis. But we get to the place, and the guy's like, oh, we have, like, a deal, like, since you have two kids, like, get, like, a little bit off this for the second kid. So mom's like, oh, Sierra, try it. And I end up just loving it more than my brother even. And so that was, like, when I just first fell in love with basketball.
How do you balance your life as a student-athlete, both here and when you're in high school?
So I think in terms of me, like, basketball has definitely just made me more focused and, like, really helped me as a student as well. Because even at Haverford and at high school, like, when I'm in season is when I'm, like, the most, like, committed to my academics, because I know that, like, after practice, like, I have to go back to my room and, like, I have to do homework, which is easier in, like, preseason and postseason to sort of get distracted a little bit from it. So, like, basketball just really helps me. It's, like, it takes up a large amount of your time, and which is fine because I love the sport, but it definitely, it makes you more committed in other aspects. But at Haverford, I mean, I really love being a student-athlete because, like, a lot of my peers are student-athletes, and, like, a lot of my closest friends are on the team. So it's definitely helped me feel, like, more a part of the school and, like, really helped me feel, like, home on campus.
When you were in high school going through the process of looking at schools, what made Haverford stand out above the rest?
So when I was in high school, I definitely loved basketball, but I know a lot of people were saying, my mom was saying, like, you have to choose college based on academics because that's, like, the most important thing. And so I knew I wanted to be away from home, but I didn't want to be that far. I'm from New York City, so this is, like, not that bad of a drive. So I was looking into just a lot of liberal arts schools because also I didn't really know what I wanted to do in the future in terms of career-wise. And I tell a lot of, like, prospective students and everything that, like, it's really just about, like, your instinct, and the visit is really so important. And just, like, when I stepped onto Haverford's campus, I just sort of knew that this was somewhere that I wanted to be. And compared to, like, other visits I had, like, I didn't have that feeling when I stepped onto the campus. And so it was actually, like, it was, like, a nerve-wracking decision choosing Haverford. But, like, I just knew that I definitely wanted to be here. And, like, I definitely don't regret my decision. I feel like the atmosphere, like, the family atmosphere, you don't know everyone, but you definitely, certainly, like, you've seen people around. It's not, like, a huge campus where you can get lost. Professors, like, it's so easy to just talk to them, and just, like, even classes, like, I really feel like I'm learning and just thinking in different ways, which I think is important. And so I think just the campus and, like, that feeling that you get when you step onto campus, and then just also academics, like, really drew me to Haverford. And then basketball was certainly, like, a huge part of it, but that was sort of second. But Bobby's a great coach, and, like, the team is great, and I really wanted to compete at a high level, and even though this is Division III, like, we still take it seriously, and it's, like, a really huge part of my experience, so everything, like, came together well.
Is there one particular moment academically in your couple years here that stands out above the rest, whether it's a good grade on test or, like, maybe an interaction with a teacher?
Through, like, the classes I took my freshman year, like, this year I decided that I think I wanted to minor in education because it's something that's really important to me. And, like, my mom is a teacher. I'm not quite sure I want to be a teacher, but I certainly was interested in just, like, the school system and how it worked and, like, certain inequalities in the system. And so I've been, like, really, like, taking a lot of education classes. And it just, like, I just remember getting a grade back on like a huge project where we had to like make our own like curriculum sort of, and like a whole week of lesson plans, and it was like a really tough, like I was asking my mom for advice, and I was just like, okay, I think I just have to like do it myself. It was like a really stressful time, and I just really wanted to get a good grade, and I was just like working really hard in it. And then like my teacher emailed me, and like we met up and talked about it, and like the feedback she gave me was great. I just felt like just from that one project, like that class and my professor had really like pushed me to explore and just like further my understanding of what it really takes to be in the classroom, but also just like how to really look at the different needs of students. And I don't know, it just felt like a really just like a great moment, just like an aha moment, like I'm really like getting it and learning, and like my hard work is really paying off. So that was a good moment for me this semester.
Is there one moment athletically that kind of stands out?
I'm trying to think. Well, last year we had a lot of good moments. I think, I know our win against Gettysburg is still like, I still really remember it, it's still really ingrained in my mind. A lot of schools in Centennial are rivals, but Gettysburg too, and we went down there and just like, we just basically crushed them, and it was great, and like everyone played, like we got contributions from like everyone on the team. And so that was just like a really huge win and a huge step for us in terms of like the playoffs and just like finishing up the conference. And that was just, that was a really big moment for me. I think last year was just like, it was just awesome in terms of me just like working hard and like earning a spot, and then also just seeing my teammates work hard, and like as we're continuing to work, like, and we just keep getting better. And so I have a lot of good moments, but I think like, yeah, the win against Gettysburg was definitely one, but just the experience as a whole, like it's hard to like pick out one moment.
Last year you had a really unique dynamic with a lot of seniors, and the seniors did a lot in this program, stuff that hasn't been done in this program's history. And now this year you have just one senior, and so it's a really young team. What has that change been like for you?
It's been really interesting, because we had a lot of seniors that we relied on. Like you said, we had Jackie and Gert, Shannon and Ravs. And so, like, they, like, you didn't realize how much they did until, like, this year. It was, like, they were gone. And it's like, oh, we need someone to, like, handle the ball. We need someone to, like, hit a huge three when we need it in the game. And so I think a lot has been asking, like, underclassmen, the sophomores, the juniors to like really step up and like fulfill those leadership roles. And so it's, I mean, for me especially, like in high school I was a captain for a lot of the time, but it's a much different dynamic coming to college and being a leader on the team, because you may not be necessarily as comfortable as you were in high school, or like you're still like just trying to figure out where you fit in. So it's definitely been challenging, but I think it's helped me grow more as a player. And I think Liv, our senior captain, like she's doing also just like a really great job teaching us like how to be a leader in that way, and also just keeping everything together. Like there are times when we just like really show our inexperience, but there are also times when we really show like how much we're like coming together, and also how much like our youth is like a good thing as well. So we're also just embracing it in terms of like playing, and also just learning. So it's been challenging, but I think it's like helping our team, and it's definitely gonna like make us better in the future.
But have you done any type of research into maybe things you want to do after college?
So I mentioned how I'm interested in education, and so I'm not sure if I want to be a teacher maybe for a little bit after college, and then maybe work my way into like educational policy, so in terms of like maybe like going to law school or something like that. So I'm not too sure yet, but also like since I was younger, like a huge dream of mine was to be like an author and a writer, because I'm majoring in English and hopefully concentrating creative writing. And so like I like writing novels, fiction, even poetry. So I don't know, I mean that would be great to have a career out of that, but also it's really difficult, and so I have so many interests, but that would certainly be something I'd want to do, or maybe like something with education. So I'm still figuring it out. But
so this part of the interview is some quick rapid fire questions. Just give me the first thing that pops into your head.
Okay.
Favorite movie?
Creed.
Really?
Yeah, I just saw it, and it was It was really good. And then I went back and I hadn't watched any of the Rocky movies. And then I went back and watched all the Rocky movies.
All of them?
Like the first four.
Okay, yeah.
And
you could skip the next couple.
Yeah,
okay.
But I love Michael B. Jordan, so I was like, I have to see Creed. And then it's a good movie.
Yeah, I saw him prior. I saw him in The Wire. Yeah. And then, you know, I love that show. And then, you know, I always kind of kept up with the people in the show. And then when he was in Creed, it was like, all right, well, I got to go.
Yeah.
And it was a great movie. It was one of my favorite movies of the year.
Yeah.
Favorite book? Other than the one that you're eventually going to write.
Well, growing up, I loved the Boxcar Children series, mystery book.
I do remember those.
Yeah.
Favorite food?
My mom's macaroni and cheese.
Mom's is always the place to go, right?
Yeah, there's so many.
Favorite vacation spot?
Virginia Beach.
Your favorite superhero or cartoon growing up?
Curious George.
What is the most played song on your iTunes playlist?
Trevor Jackson's mixtape. But also, I've been getting into the new song, Cake by the Ocean, with Joe Jonas, whatever his new band. I don't know, anything by Drake, really.
Now, these questions are a little bit more deep thinking. If you could change one rule about your sport, what would it be?
I would go back to halves. I don't know why they gave us quarters this year, but...
All right, not a fan of the quarters.
Yeah, I just got used to it, and then they switched back, so I feel like I'm in high school again, so...
Which teammate would you most want to be stuck on a desert island with?
I have to say Emily Anderson. She's very resourceful, and she makes me laugh, so I feel like that'd be okay. I wouldn't get anything, like, sometimes I lack the... just not with it, and she'd be like, Sierra, what are you doing? So I feel like she would help me out there.
If you could have three things with you on a desert island, what would they be? And remember, there is no electricity.
So, like, do we have water or anything, or...?
Well, you're on a desert island, so we're just surrounded by water, so yes.
Okay. Well, I mean, like, we don't have the fresh water, but... All right, okay. See, that's what I'm saying. Like, that's why Emily Anderson would help me out. That's exactly what I'm saying. Three things. A comfy blanket. A book of some sort. I don't know. Photographs or, like, voice recordings to remind me of home or keep me sane.
If you could have three wishes from a genie, what would they be? And no, you cannot wish for more wishes, and you cannot wish for a genie to grant you more wishes.
Okay.
I've covered all the loopholes.
I'd be at least 6 feet. That would really help me out in basketball. So probably I'd be like 6'1". Just have my own car. That's definitely a goal. I guess my wish would be to, like, work really hard in life and then hopefully come out with my novel by, I'd say, 28. 28, yeah.
Why just 6'1"? Why not be 6'6" and tower over everybody?
I feel like it'd be a little harder socially if I was 6'6". I don't think a lot of guys are into 6'6" girls, so.
What is the number one thing on your bucket list?
Besides my novel, Hawaii, and to go swimming with dolphins, it's number one.
If you could have one superpower, what would it be and why?
I guess it would be, like, time traveling, because I think it would be, like, so interesting, like, even with just, like, music from, like, the 80s, like, I just love the music, and so I feel like I could go back in time, or just, like, even, like, to see, like, my mom when she was younger, like, my grandma when they were young, or just, I don't know. Go in the future, the past. I just feel like it'd be useful and just, like, really interesting.
You know, the 80s weren't that long ago, right? I mean, I was born in the 80s.
Well, right, but I wasn't there.
If you could go to one sporting event, what would it be and why?
I would see Stephen Curry play, probably the Knicks, since that's my home team. Because Stephen Curry is amazing, and I'd love to... Oh, actually, I'd see him play the Nets, because I haven't been to Barclays Center yet. And I would see him play the Nets and just be there in person. And I'd have, like, a courtside seat. I mean, maybe not courtside, actually, because you saw how LeBron just, like, browed into that woman. I'd probably be, like, a few rows back, but, like, still good seating.
In case you don't get trampled over.
Yeah, I don't want that.
What is your greatest strength?
Determination. I guess something I got from my mom, like, just her as a single mother raising my brother and I feel like she just really instilled like hard work and determination, and I feel like that's something that I carry into my life every day, and it's really helpful.
And what would you consider your greatest weakness that you need to work on?
I have a couple of weaknesses. My greatest weakness is probably like perfectionism, like just letting go a little bit more and just realizing life is life and can't really control everything.
If you could be any age for a week, what would it be and why?
I'd probably be like 13 again, because it's like you still feel pretty important when you're 13, but then like you're actually not, and like you have a lot of time. Yeah, I have like a lot of fun times with friends. I'd definitely go back, not before, because I'll get there, but I think maybe like 13, because like you think things are important, like you think school's like important, academics are tough, but it's like so easy compared to what's coming. So I'd go back then and just like chill out a little bit and just like have a little more fun.
If you could have a golden ticket and go to any concert past or present, who would the band be?
I would definitely go to a Drake concert, like currently. Or I think Drake, maybe Justin Bieber, because I do like his new album. Either a Drake or Justin Bieber concert.
Would you rather be a jack of many trades or a master of one thing?
Yeah, I'd be a master of one thing, because like I said, I'm a perfectionist, so I'd rather really, like, be really, really great and be the best basketball player than, like, play, like, a ton of sports, or, like, I'd rather, like, really be good at, like, writing than, like, be okay at writing and, like, okay at math and, like, so.
If you could put a message in a fortune cookie, what would it be?
It would be keep dreaming a lot.
Would you rather explore a new planet or the deepest part of the ocean?
New planet.
Why is that?
I mean, I like water, but I only like to like go in a little bit. I don't really like to get my whole body in the water, so okay. I'd have to break it for my swimming with dolphins rule, but I don't think I'm willing to break it for anything else.
Thanks to Sierra for coming onto the podcast. Again, please subscribe, download, listen, and rate the podcast on iTunes or Podomatic. We'll have more winter athletes coming soon. Thanks for listening, and go Fords!